Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 287 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour, so last week seems like an awful long time ago, so I've been listening to a lot of music over the weekend because I got a bit of time to myself and, you know, just sort of hanging out about the house. So got to kick things off this week with something more or less local. Gary Moore with Wild Frontier. out of all the Gary Moore albums, that's probably my favourite one of his, Wild Frontier. It's got all the heavy hitters on it, Over the Hills and Far Away, etc. I also like the one, his other albums, but they're all a bit hit and miss, I find. There's just a handful of good tracks in all of them. And following Gary Moore, that was Ghost with Elizabeth from their debut album, Opus Eponymous. A long time ago now, about 2008, 2009. Loved that album at the time. Not sure it's weather time so much, but yeah, that's still listenable. But I enjoyed that anyway. So next up, another band that disappeared into the wilderness that I absolutely adored and just took all their knowledge from Sabbath was Orchid. And here's a track called Wizard of War from the Mice of Madness.
Sound escaping.
And following Orchid, that was Sodom with Cold Sweat from the Better Off Dead album, cover of the Thin Lizzy track from the Thunder and Lightning album. That Sodom album, hadn't listened to in years, just dug it out, and that track really jumped out on me. It's a really decent album, actually. I've slated it quite a bit in the past, but I've changed my mind. So last Friday night, Ormond Park, Belfast, 20,000 people there, more or less, give or take, to see Def Leppard and Extreme. Extreme started off really well with tracks from Port of Graffiti, hit wholehearted, then the guts just fell out of it, just in the acoustic dross. And yeah, we know you're into Queen, guys, yeah, we get it, you've met them and all the rest of it. And then the tribute to Ozzy at the end, which was a bit of butcher, I thought, but apart from that, they were pretty good. Def Leppard were professional as usual, quite a few songs I didn't know, but when they hit the classics, they hit the classics. And it was good to see a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time. Even met two girls from primary school I hadn't seen in 42 years. So that was all nice and a good night out, and I got a lift home. So it's all great. So on that point, we're going to go for Def Leppard with Let It Go from High and Dry. We'll be right back. while we're knocking around the new wave of British heavy metal. I know Def Leppard were well out of it by then, but that was Jameson Reid with Run for Cover from the Just As the Dust Settled album. Very obscure band. I think they still play on and off. And the bass player's a very odd looking man with an odd hat. And they are an odd, quirky band, but it takes a bit of listening to get used to them, but they are good. So at last I got my hands on a copy of the Kings of Mercy album, Kings of Mercy, name of the album, with Steve Overland from FM and Jim Matthias from Fate's Warning, and it's absolutely super. It's a great record, if you just like that big, big rock sound. It's really good with a wee bit of sort of Dream Theater-ishness about it. So there's a track called Humankind.
Making changes, turning around.
following that blast was Akercock with Folly of the Crucified from the Chronozone album from way back early 2000s. And the reason I picked that one, I was just flicking through YouTube and I seen they were talking about the infamous interview in Belfast, I think it was with Stephen Nolan, where they were going, "Why are you satanic, blah blah blah." There's a total outrage they were playing and all that sort of thing. It was all very amusing at the time. Can't even remember if Nolan or anybody turned up at the gig in the spring and air break, I think it was, with a Cephalic Carnage from memory. But there you go, just a wee bit of a dip back into the past. So another band we don't talk about enough is the Lord Weird Sly Fag. And this is a track from an album that people don't really talk about either, Digital Resistance. They're only one on Metal Blade. And this is Magic Hooligan. We'll be right back. And following Sly Fegg, that was Ogre with a track called Judgment Day from their Thrice as Strong album. That was released, partly released by Pariah Childhood from here in Belfast, and their American band. I think they're sort of Pennsylvania direction, somewhere around there. Just really solid metal. You know, it's just, it's no frills. If you like no frills music, these guys are a great go-to. So next up, a couple of requests from Christopher Osborne. We haven't had some in a couple of weeks. The first up is the almighty Evocation with Through the Darkened Peril from the Evoked from the Demonic Depths.
Through the fog, stop the light in the night.
And following Evocation, that was Blitzkrieg, the punk Blitzkrieg from UK, a track called The Abuse of Power. It's very apt nowadays, isn't it, really? And that was from A Story of Independent Punk, 1980 to 83. Great racket. Them compilation albums, just check them out. They're actually on the streaming service as well. It's just really nice to hear some of them stuff, because you know you're never going to own these singles because they're so bloody expensive. So we've been hitting the 12 inches in the mini albums I have, and a couple of ladies coming up next, which is L7, remember them? Supported Faith No More in Dublin 1992, seen them a couple of times since. And the Faith No More one was the night I tried to get on the stage and got beaten to death by bouncers, got the head punched off me. Probably deserved it, in fairness. So this is a track called Andre from the Hungry for Stink album. We'll be right back. following L7, that was After the Bombs with a track called Condemned from the Relentless Onslaught mini album. I always thought this just sounds like hardcore with Celtic Frost tones. It's really good, really an EP that you just, it's just great. If you see it, go and buy it. You probably get it for the price of a pint nowadays. What better way to spend a fiver? So thanks for listening, and to finish off this week, we're going to go with Motorhead and The Hammer from No Sleep to Hammersmith, which was 45 years old this week. And it's one of my longest serving records. I got it for Christmas 1981. The gold edition is more like a murky yellowy beigey colour. And them days you just peeled off hype stickers and threw them away because you were 8 years old. And the vinyl still plays really well. The cover has seen better days. Barely a spine left and lots of carving in the square. I've been trying to trace the logos and trace Lemmy and all. So that's just some more useless information for you. But until next time, look after yourself. And this is The Hammer. Yeah!